The following program contains opinions, exaggerations, and humor not meant to be taken as facts or advice of any kind. The Four Horsemen are not doctors, lawyers, or life coaches, though we may dress like them from time to time. This is entertainment, people. Laugh responsibly, sip carefully, and remember, it's all jokes until it's not.
All right. Episode. Wait, first off, I don't even know what episode this is. I'm a terrible host. What is this? 357?
Eight, 358
of the Poor Horseman podcast. We are missing a member today. He decided to be a good father and go out of town with his seed. Maybe I should stop calling kids seeds too. That's terrible. He went out of town with his son to a basketball tournament where probably they lost. I don't know. I don't know if they won or not. We don't know what happened.
We gotta check.
But you got LP here. We do have our one person dressed as a life coach. Because that is real life coaches outfit right there. Armory, explain the black on black on black today.
Well, I did have something else in mind, but I didn't feel real comfortable in it. And I was told that I needed to change.
Now, explain why you were told you needed to change, because we need to have this on camera right now. That's why I came to you first. Now, I was pro what you were wearing.
Because you don't care for me.
I don't. You know what I'm saying? You look, your talent. That's what we talked about before the pod. You needed to get us out the hood. Why did you change your outfit?
Because, you know, I had to think about my reputation, the brand that I uphold. And, you know, it was a little cut too low, you know, so I had to get it right. Period. I thought I was in Thailand still. My bad.
Well, we should have still been in Thailand. And we also have our brother, Silk. This is the first time y'all seeing Silk's hairline, y'all. Listen, this is the first time. Silk, how do you feel that you got air on the top of your head right now? How you feeling, brother? What's going on?
It's not as hot in here.
I know. You know what I'm saying? Like
a little breeze.
Yeah. Explain why you decided to expose yourself today right in your camera. Go ahead.
I really forgot my hat over there and we started shooting.
Can someone throw my brother his hat
now? I'm cool. I got a fresh little cut.
You do got a fresh cut.
So we straight.
Yeah. You almost got the Kobe. You know, you close to where you got to go. Chris
almost,
Paul.
Almost. I'm going on.
Chris Paul, we don't know if his hair is paint or hair. We haven't determined that yet.
Maybe the ladies get distracted by the eyes. They don't, you know, look.
Maybe, but I have a hat on usually.
But he has a hairline. he does have a hairline. I mean, I'm joking about my brother, but you know, he does have a hairline. Like he actually does have.
Yeah, it wasn't hatfish.
He does. So
you're not a hatfish. Yeah. Now, I would encourage you to do this more often because it feels comfortable to get wind in your head. Like it does. So how often are you not going to wear a hat moving forward?
Probably not that often.
Damn, man. Can y'all throw him his hat for real? Like brother looks uncomfortable now that I said this. Throw him his hat. What are we doing right now? All right. So. Week was crazy for us. I do want to run down a few things. Last time you and I, me and Phil actually had the breakout. Okay. We had the freak off in the building. So we had that happen in the building. And then yesterday we had our first movie premiere. How do you think the movie premiere went?
I think it went really, really, really good. The people turned out. I was just shocked to see how many individuals came out. The purple carpet was nice. My mom was like, "Oh, it looked elegant up there. Why wasn't I there?" I said, "You should have came." But yeah, it was good.
I'm mad Momory didn't decide to show up. That'd have been nice if she had been here. But no, we had that event. And then we have another wild event coming up this Saturday as well. You the one that booked it. It's the masquerade. Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah, so.
You threw me off when you said wow. But you know what? It's going to be like a Circus Olay type of feel.
Cirque de Soleil. I'm going to help you out.
Circus
Olay? Cirque. Not Cirque.
Cirque du
Soleil. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was like circus.
Nah. First off, where'd you get your education from?
Southern University.
And what city are you from?
Houston, Texas.
And what I realize is that there's a list out right now that Houston doesn't have the finest women in the world. But now I know it might be the education system because you said Circus de Soleil. So maybe they was mad about that. So do you have this list for us, brother?
Yeah.
I want to know what's really going on.
I got the list, man. I got the list. Should I go top to bottom or bottom to top?
It's up to you.
We're going to start at the top.
Okay.
Miami, number one. Los Angeles comes in at two. New York. Good list so far. I would agree with this list so far. Then we get to number four and we got Las Vegas, Chicago, then Houston, San Diego, Baltimore is number eight, Orlando.
Wait, hold on. Yo, Baltimore being on there, one on accent alone is crazy. Like, I don't want to hear anybody say it. Like, get them out of there. No, Baltimore should be like number 30. First off, and the fact that Houston's not in the top two is really offending me right now, but I guess the education system, we just found out from Armory.
Don't start.
Why?
I said Circus Olay.
No, you did not. You said circus. But I mean, Silk, for real, me and you, low breakout. How do you feel about Houston not being number one on this list? You and I are here. I don't think they've given Houston the credit it deserves. Yeah, whoever made that list, they haven't been here enough.
Six is extremely low for this city.
Where do you think it should be at on the list? If you were to rank the top three, what would you say?
I think you could go Miami, Houston, one and two, I think, depending on who you ask.
But why for Miami, me, though? Why Miami?
Well, you have a heavy population of Latin women.
Oh, so you like, okay. So I put the camera on him. He doesn't like our sister. Right, put the camera on him. Okay. He doesn't like our black queens. He prefers.
Are we giving my list or
your list?
Oh, Houston's number one.
No, then. You already said Latin queens. Put the camera back on him.
Houston is number one.
No, keep the camera on him.
Houston's number one.
Why do you not like your black queens?
I love my sisters. I have a t-shirt that even says it.
You're not wearing it today.
Well, I'm not, but.
Worker sounds like a Latin word. That's what it looks like on your shirt right now.
That's racist.
That? Yeah, why are you doing that?
That is.
But no, Houston's number one, man.
Okay.
Houston is number one. I could see why somebody would have Miami up there, but to have it at six behind Las Vegas. Las Vegas is crazy.
Las Vegas, because no one's even from Vegas.
Nobody's from Vegas.
I don't know anyone who says, man, I'm from Vegas, but Jimmy Kimmel. I've never heard anyone else on earth be like, man, you know what? I'm from Vegas.
If they're just talking about, you know, all of the people that are visiting, then okay. But we're talking about people that live there for me.
Thoroughbred.
Not even just born there, because Houston has a lot of transplants as well.
What's a thoroughbred? Who is thoroughbred in here? You thinking everybody in Houston's Megan Thee Stallion? No. And Klay Thompson, I'm mad at you. You just made 72 straight threes. I know what's going on in your house right now. That's crazy. You made 72 straight threes. All right, back to you, Armory. My bad.
He ain't missed it a while.
Yeah, he ain't missed it a month. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know that. His rollout is crazy. Now his knees are healthy. He dunked the other day. Hey. Bro had two ACLs and a Achilles tendon tear. Now you can dunk?
I'm about to put a prize pick in for Klay Thompson.
You too. Prizes
for $1.
Bro, 10 threes a game. He's breaking the NBA record this year. Omri, thoroughbred. Back to you. What's a thoroughbred?
When it's like homegrown, when you born and raised from your city that you're in and you represent it.
Oh. What are you eating if you're homegrown? If you in Houston, what are the Houston women who are thoroughbreds eating in Houston?
I don't want to say cornbread.
No, what are they
eating? Let's get back to the list.
This is the list. What are they eating in Houston? Are they eating papados? Crawfish.
Definitely eating papados. Yeah,
crawfish. Why are the women in Houston built the way they built? Is it crawfish?
It's Timmy Chan.
No, it's definitely not Timmy Chan. That's why we have diabetes in the city. But for the built, what are the women cooking? What a Creole, because Louisiana got an influence.
Creole adjacent.
Yes. Yeah.
Creole adjacent. What are we eating here?
I mean, we're eating a lot of pasta, Asian pasta. You name it. Rasta pasta. A lot of dishes with bread in it. You got cornbread, greens, all your soulful comfort dishes.
So. Yeah, I really believe that the women in Houston followed the food pyramid when it was messed up. Because the food pyramid used to tell you to eat 6 servings of carbs a day, which was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why all of us is dying right now. Like, you know, they had bread on the bottom instead of like fruit and vegetables. Yeah, like, that's a wild fact. Thing. The Houston women must be following that plan.
But I can't say to that point, I have over the last 2 years, I have transitioned from taking that much intake of carbs and eating more so fruits, veggies. And I can say that I feel completely different and I love it. So, I mean, ladies,
but do you consider yourself a thoroughbred though? I mean, because that's what we're talking about right now. Maybe you're not a part of the finest women in Houston.
What do you think is a thoroughbred?
I can't comment on that right now because I have a family. And, you know, some days I like to go home. You know what I'm saying? But I'll say this. I know what it looks like when I see it.
Okay.
And when I see it, I want it. Okay. But I'm not allowed to have it. So it offends me. Yeah. Okay. So that's what I'll say. But are you a part of the thoroughbred community?
You know, we have the. What do y'all think, viewers?
They're not on the live stream.
Put it in the comments. Do y'all think I'm thoroughbred? Or do y'all think I'm not?
Okay. Someone says something, because people have said they're going to get you. We had a guy yesterday that said, I don't care who you're with. I'm going to get you. Listen, y'all, put the camera on me. A guy came up yesterday. I don't know what Amari was doing. I don't know what she did to
I was minding my business, taking, you know, greeting people at the door.
This
doing
man
what my
came
was.
In here and was like, I don't care who she's with. I'm leaving with her. I was like, what are you doing right now?
I asked to be escorted to my car.
She did. She did. Wow. Now, I wanted to just throw out there with the wolves, get us out the hood, but she didn't want to do it. She didn't want. Why are we still in the hood?
He don't care about me. I'm supposed to be your little sister.
You are, and sometimes you got to throw them to the wolves so we can get out the hood. Houston got the finest women. That's what we was figuring out. What happened? Now, still. Your list, you included Miami. Who was two?
Houston was one.
Okay.
I would have to say Atlanta is two. Sleeper city.
Okay.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Sleeper. Birmingham.
Yeah. Birmingham got some nice ones down there, man.
Man, I don't know if the population is big enough for me to say that. I mean, you're going to know all the same 12.
Right.
I mean, it's small. Shout out to Birmingham. I just did black men buy houses in Birmingham.
The ratio
I probably met the 40 bad ones in Birmingham when I was there. They all were there.
So you see what I'm saying?
But it's 40.
I don't make the rules.
No, that's not enough.
But that's why it's a sleeper city. It's one of those cities that you wouldn't think to go to and, you know, you're going to come up on some nights.
When was the last time you went to Birmingham?
Probably about 10 years ago.
And you pulled something?
No, I was married.
Okay, so he didn't pull something when he was in Birmingham, guys. So
Over a decade ago.
Yeah, how do you know? That's a decade ago.
How y'all gonna shit on my sleeper city? This is my life, my experiences. Shit.
Yeah, it's terrible experiences. Armory, where would you rank your cities then? I mean, we're not saying that you look at women in a way, but we do want to know your opinion because women look at women.
I would say Houston, Los Angeles. Los Angeles has some very pretty women. I will say that. I'm surprised I didn't hear Atlanta on there.
Oh, I didn't finish the list. I didn't get all the way to 20.
But they should have been.
It was
top five. Yeah, they should have been.
Yeah,
top
like
five
DC, like 16. Atlanta was not in the top 10.
Up north, New York, New Jersey area.
Them Cape Verdean and Eritrean women. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about them. Yeah. Like you're doing a lot right now. Look,
two of my top five.
Now you're getting to different Cape parts Verde, of the world. Man. You don't know anybody from Cape Verde. What are you talking about?
Okay.
You don't. Where are they at?
Finish it.
I gave my top five. Finish five of them. So okay. I did Houston, Miami, LA, Miami, up north, and
up north. What's up north? Where?
New York, New Jersey.
Okay.
And then Atlanta.
See, I think New York, New Jersey. You gotta be careful sometimes because the women they may be right, but they'll also sock you in the mouth. Like they be ready at any time to throw hands. And I don't know why that happens. Maybe the city, everybody's on top of each other. They were ready to throw hands there. Atlanta, you got to be careful too, because they'll rob you.
Yeah.
They'll set you up. They'll set you up. Wow. You be thinking you about to have a Wild King night like Diddy. And then you go into the room and it's going to be thugs in there and they're going to shake you down. You're not going to have what you need. Yeah. LA, you got to be careful too, because they bodies be built to body. Like it don't even be real bodies. Like everything on them down to the lips be fake.
Well, you can honestly say that about Houston now.
Relax. Now you're talking about our black queen. Silk, don't allow this. Stop her.
I was about to prep for him because I've seen a lot of women here who are naturally built and giving some of these surgery women a run for their money.
Stop her, Silk. She doesn't believe in it. Don't believe in Houston.
We do have some very beautiful women out here that are, as you would say, thoroughbred, but you said the same comparison to LA. I mean, Houston is kind of getting like that, if we can be honest. I'm telling you.
Them people moving here.
Oh, you know what? You got a point. You got a point. Mm-hmm. They may not be from here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know women here who get none of the surgery take. I don't know any. They came from somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clearing it up.
They came from Mars. They aliens. They're not even humans.
Dr. Miami.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Like, to me, the Houston women are the gift to the planet, other than Armory.
Oh, my gosh.
We found out today she's not a part of that because she can't read, y'all.
The brother last night thinks completely different.
The brother last night kind of scared me saying that because that's real aggressive. You can't tell me that you're going to take something in front of me like that and I'm just supposed to allow it. But I almost allowed it. That's my fault. I did almost allow it.
I almost allowed it. Like, I do believe that if we really wreck a list, whoever made that list though, I don't know if they're including our culture or all women. Cause if it was just our culture, I think Houston definitely would have been one or two.
Okay.
Cause that might be including
everybody,
people outside of our community also.
And Houston is a little segregated to where we wouldn't even, well, I know me, I wouldn't even see the majority of any other except for maybe Hispanic women.
I don't
see white women that much. No Asian women a lot. So it's, I guess our view is a little skewed just because of the environment.
Yeah. And I think in Houston, you can really have a good time also for $15. So the women, they come out in droves. They making more money than a lot of us men already. Mm-hmm. They kind of run in the city, and there's been a conversation going around, and Houston is the great city to have this conversation around, are the broke men able to treat their women better than men with resources?
Mm. Are you saying able to or do?
I think able also. Like, okay. I think it's both. I definitely think they do. Because if a man got resources, he has options. He's not going to treat you like a queen. Like, he's going to treat you like an option. But if you're broke, you have to do everything you can to sustain that relationship. What do you think?
I think it holds some weight, a bit. Speaking from like my experience, I've actually
dated broke men. Tell them.
No.
Call them in that camera. Who's broke? Hey, Armory said y'all broke. Go ahead.
So I've dated a guy who had like money galore. I mean, whether it be driver Porsches or whatever the case is, he had nice things, but he really did not treat me the best. And I can say that part. And then I've also dated someone who I didn't say like I've never dated someone that was completely broke or anything like that. But I can say that someone who didn't have that much money to that caliber did treat me better. You know, they have something, you know, that they need to make sure they hold tight to. And I don't know.
Okay. So what do we consider broke?
Yeah, that's like a very fine line.
What's broke?
Me?
Yeah.
No, you are not broke.
Shit.
Well, okay. So what does broke mean?
Broke is subjective, obviously, but I think they're talking about broke, like you can't take care of yourself, maybe, and you are forced to treat every woman you meet like a queen because you need a place to stay.
Yeah.
I think they talking that broke.
They tired of people sleeping on their partner's couch.
Yeah.
They need a bed.
I can see the premise behind it saying that broke men would treat their women better just because of that. And like you say, if you got a lot of options, then, you know, you probably could find yourself not being the best guy all the time.
Well, to that point, I have never dated anybody that was broke.
Oh, so you're just better than all the women.
I didn't say that. I haven't dated anybody that was broke.
What's broke to you then? We getting into Don't point at him. What's broke to you?
I already said I'm broke.
He's broke. He's broke right now. Now he got green eyes.
He's not broke.
And a one clip hair. You know, what's broke?
I would say if you can't take care of yourself, like the simple things from either getting yourself food, okay? Getting your hair cut. If you can't pay for your own place to stay, you can't pay your car note. If you can't,
hold on. You got a lot of requirements. What are the requirements to date you? Because
we're talking about being broke.
Change the topic. We're doing it. All right.
Erase that.
All right. Bro, you put a lot out there. Car, home, bathe, feed, haircuts. Haircuts aren't cheap. What do you mean? What do you need?
I mean, at the end of the day, if you cannot take care of yourself, how can I expect for you to take care of me or even just meet me in the middle? Like, I'm a representation of my significant other, just like their representation of me. So we got to be on one accord, period.
That's not an answer. what are your requirements?
My requirements, for one, you got to be right with God, period. Okay. Let's talk about the spiritual. You have to be right with God. Two, you have to have something going for yourself. You have to be really truly fulfilling your purpose. And if you don't know what your purpose is, I know you're going to be getting to the bag to figure out what that is. Three, you can't be a pick me nigga.
What's that mean?
You can't be so thirsty for other women attention to where you will stop, like, pursue, you will hinder someone that you're pursuing just so you can feel masculine, macho, like, yeah, I got all the women after me. Yeah, she like what I got on. She got this, because there are pick me men out there, just like how there are pick me women out there. Okay. Four, just gotta be right.
We don't know what that means.
Hold on.
And why don't you change your voice? Why'd you change your voice? These YNs don't know. They're not here. This is you and I still.
They gotta be right.
What's that mean?
You know?
No. What does it mean? What is
you gotta be right
mean? Why are you doing that?
You want me to translate?
Yeah, hold on. Translate.
You have to fold her like a pretzel. That's what that means.
Your mom loves you. That's crazy. Your mom being here. You allowed that in here? Your mom being here.
Pregnant pause.
Why are you doing that?
I love my mom.
Not enough. Not enough.
I do.
Okay. Gotta be right.
Gotta be right. And what did I say? I don't know what I said.
Oh. You are.
I forgot what I said.
Put the camera on me. This is why we haven't progressed as a society. She had all these requirements. And the only one she remembered was getting folded. That's crazy to me. Like, that's the only thing she remembered. She was having flashbacks. Like, why? Why are you doing this? We are a Christian-based show. You know what I'm saying? We love the Lord. You said love the Lord. And then that's what your mind went to?
Look, I say he got to be right. And it has to be Mr. Right. Mr. Right, the one, he got to be right. So, you know. I digress.
But, okay. So, if he's right, man. Mm-hmm. What kind of money does he need to make? He doing all those other things and he getting haircuts because you included that for whatever reason. How much money does he need to make to keep you?
We're throwing a number out there.
Yeah, we got to put it out there because broke men treat their women better.
Where's the threshold?
We need something. We need you to stand on something right now.
You got the number in your head.
Six figures or more.
That's a wide. So someone could make $101,000, and that's enough. That's a wide range.
Are we speaking about like currently now or like family? Because family.
Talking about stop putting all these caveats on shit.
I'm just saying.
Answer the question and stand on it. How much do a nigga need to make to mess with Armory Jones? I just gave you a last name. I'm sorry.
Gosh. Okay. This is tough because I'm not like a.
Say the number.
You're
not a gold digger.
Okay. Thank you. At the end of the day, I'm trying to be realistic. I'm being 100%.
You're not thoroughbred enough
there. Realistic.
What's realistic? Give us a number.
I'm being realistic. I would say you got to at least be making six figures or more.
So 101,000 works. We can hear y'all. 101,000 works. We can hear y'all back there. Go ahead. 101,000 works.
We're going to make it work.
Okay. You can make that work.
But I'm going to be real. I know that there will be someone who have multiple incomes. So I'm not going to. Or more.
So you want someone to have seven streams.
Listen, I told y'all I was broke at the beginning of this segment and she just confirmed it.
No, really. I mean, I do think
I know.
Back to the original topic.
Dang.
I do think a broke man, if we're using that term, does have to pour more into his woman than a person with some resources. Cause I think the person with resources, you do get a little pass on a few things. Like you can, you know, there's a term I like to use called consultant dad, where as long as you show up for the important things, you know what I'm saying? You might be able to skirt around all the other stuff that you don't want to do. So consultant dad can just fly in,
throw some money
at the problem and then fly right back out. And I'm not saying I do that. I may be a consultant.
So look,
I'm just saying, I know what that means.
I would rather be with a man that makes six figures and who can treat me and be loyal to me than date a man that makes seven figures and treat me like a dog.
Loyalty is asking a lot though. You're asking a lot right there.
I mean, it's not asking a lot if it's the right person.
How loyal do we have to
money,
be?
Money, six.
How loyal do we have to be if we're making seven figures? How loyal?
You said how
loyal. Yeah, like what does loyalty go for?
Loyal. Like I don't want you to cheat on me.
What is cheating? What's the real conversation?
Can he like pictures? Can he comment?
Can he maybe grab a booty here and there? Like what?
Hard eyes.
It's seven figures.
I don't want you touching another woman. It's seven
figures. Can I hug on you like at the Coldplay concert?
Seven.
Can I be on the kiss?
But you saw.
Can I be on the kiss cam at the Coldplay concert?
But you saw he resigned, right?
Look, I don't.
So he's not even making that money anymore.
How far can I, if I'm a billionaire, how far can I take it? If I'm worth $1 billion. You ain't found another billionaire. You say you're trying to be realistic. There's not a lot of billionaires out there. I think I deserve the right to be hugged up at Coldplay. I think I do. While you at home with the kids, I earned $1 billion.
I carried your children.
That's only 9 months.
Postpartum part.
We got our pair right there. They taking care of the postpartum. You ain't even nursing. We good.
Hollering. And now I see there's a truly a distinguishment between the men and the women, how they think.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's crazy.
Not like so me and you,
right? Man, come on, brother.
If we got caught on the kiss cam.
And I'm worth
$1 billion. I'm
worth $1 billion.
I might tongue her down on the kiss cam. What are you talking about?
Don't let me make $10 million.
Yeah. Hey, $10 billion.
$10 billion.
Billionaire. He deserved to go to that. He should have had both of them at the job.
Now, I will say he was the way he reacted.
Oh, he was reckless.
You got to sell that a little
bit. Yeah, that was his first quality cheat. He hadn't been in the trenches before. Yeah. If he had been in the trenches, he'd have played that off.
Yeah. He's never going to cheat again.
What is a quality cheat?
Well, you can't take people to concerts and be in the booth where they can see you in 4K. That's crazy. He got to cheat at like duck off spots like local seat. You know what I'm saying? He can't go to the Coldplay concert and be on the Jumbotron. But for $1 billion, he should be taken back. He should be able to keep his.
Oh, he's gonna get either taken back or she's taking half. That's
depending on what only state. Only two options. We don't know what state.
That's true.
You know. So
well, what is he? Astronomer is like a tech company.
But I don't know where they at though. So if they in Texas, she not getting half.
If they in Cali,
she getting half.
It's over.
But I do think he deserved the right to be able to be hugged up at the Coldplay concert. He should have got a little closer when they said put him on camera. He should have kissed her on the neck after.
But the interesting part about that, even though he was wrong for doing what he was doing, the odds of him literally being caught on the cam, you think that was a little inside job? Like somebody was like, hey, I think this person is here. Let me see if we can get them to put.
No, I think that them. I think they saw two people hugging up the whole concert. And they're like, man, they really love Coldplay. Punch in on them. And he didn't realize that he was going to be in front of 40,000 at that time. But broke men. He can't take his queen to Coldplay. Like, she can't even go. She got to get to Cold Stone Creamery. She don't even get Coldplay. Like, she won't even have that as an option.
They're going Chili's.
To SeaWorld. Yeah, they can't go to SeaWorld either if you broke. Unless you get one of those veterans passes that you could borrow from someone. You know those ones that you, it gets with who is in the military. That's what broke men are doing. I think that brother from the Coldplay concert, he did it wrong, man. He should have just been playing with it. How would you have handled that if you got caught?
If I got caught
on the kiss
on camera?
At the Rockets game, you on the kiss cam with a lady who's not your queen, what would you have done?
Act like I didn't know her?
That's too late. You hugged
up. No, it's not. Oh, I was hugged up.
Yeah, you hugged up. You were waist around. Oh, hugged up.
I'm going to act like I'm giving her the Heimlich maneuver.
What is that? What is
she
that?
She choking on a hot dog or a burger, whatever, the wings. You know what I'm saying? The lady next to me was dying. I just happened to get caught in mid Heimlich.
That's actually not that bad.
See?
That's actually not that bad. See, to me, if I'm, yeah, I would have slammed.
I would have been like, I don't believe it.
Yeah, see, I would have made it seem like we was fighting in the crowd. And I said, ah, get off of me. My queen is watching that. That's what I would have said in real time. I'd have made it such a spectacle. They'd be like, yo, that is an insane person up there. Or I'd just be like, I'm caught.
You'd rather take an assault charge. Bro,
like, she would have been like, what? So dumbfounded, probably.
And she may have got turned on. Like, yo, he's real aggressive today.
If I'm worth $10 billion and I'm in California at a Laker game, and I might have to body slam her to protect the billions, man.
Yeah,
for real. Yeah. I take that assault charge and the civil suit that's coming later.
Now, Aubrey, how would you saw your man. But listen, this is, this is the guy who is, he gotta be right. You said this. how would you feel if the brother who was right, you saw him on the kiss cam?
But like, right.
He was kissing.
Like, how would you feel?
But he right.
And he's worth a billion. You taking him back.
If I'm at a place right now.
You're taking him back.
It will take, if I am in our house, it will take everything in me not to crash out.
You're not going to crash out. I don't believe that. You're going to take it back. Nah, yeah. And you're going to love him just the same because he's worth $1 billion. You're going to be like, hey, don't embarrass me again, but I love you. Thank you for this lifestyle you've given me.
I'm going to need you to stop podding and start talking.
Yeah, you need to talk for real. You're wearing.
We're talking about $1 billion.
You're wearing Steve Jobs outfit today.
The broke threshold was $99,000.
And we're talking about 1,000 of those.
Are we married?
Y'all married? Yes. Yeah, of course. You gonna stay with him. Just go with him the next time. Run the play.
Just go to Coldplay next time.
You go next time.
Yeah.
You're staying. You're not leaving.
I don't think any woman in this room is leaving.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad someone's being honest. Matter of fact, y'all gonna be hugged up at the next concert.
All three of y'all.
It's a family now. $1 billion. You know how much $1 billion is over some Coldplay?
Coldplay. You see, he tried to blame Coldplay at the his apology.
That was fake.
That was fake.
You haven't answered yet. Are you staying or are you going?
I'm going to be honest. And I know y'all like, stop potting. I just don't like the feeling of being cheated on. I'm just being honest. I don't like that feeling. I don't care.
Crying in your
Benz. I don't like that feeling.
Benz, cry in your private jet. What are you talking about? Fly to Tahiti.
Okay. I mean.
Now look, so you break Hold on. I'm definitely staying. Cheat on me.
Please.
Hey.
Cheat on me.
Hey, cheat. Please cheat up multiple times. Oprah, if you had me, you can have as many men as you want. Just make sure that my breakfast is still ready at 6 a.m. What are you talking about? I don't care. Listen, so now you broke up with this person. You, Laverne and Shirley, y'all got this thing going.
Right.
Shirley still wants to hang out with him. You cool with that?
Absolutely not. My friend should not be hanging out with my ex.
She wants to still go on private jets.
That's not my friend then.
Man, that's wild.
Wow.
Are you comfortable with your friends still hanging out with your ex?
I would think it's a little weird.
Why?
Now, this is getting away from the billions and the millions. Just because your loyalty lies with me. And even if the breakup was good or bad, hang out is a lot. I can see if, you know, you've seen them out, like, let's say we y'all out and y'all just run into each other and y'all hang out that night, like on some random, but like calling, planning, hey, what you doing tonight? Oh, I'm going here. Oh shit. I'm gonna meet up with you. That makes me think that you've had your eye on my woman while we were together.
Why?
That's a little big.
What if y'all have had a consistent, let's say like a game night for 3 years?
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, you suck at spades. So your partner is your girl's spades partner. Can he still play spades with your lady when you're not there? Y'all are exes now. He still want to play. They've been winning bread. Why can't he play spades with your ex? What's going on? That's your ex. You don't care.
I just don't like it.
Why? Why are you making that?
I just don't like it. I don't have a reason. It just don't feel good.
Why?
Cause spades. And maybe I'm projecting because I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Let's say they're playing Twister. Let's say there's a weekly Twister game.
Now I got to kick the door in like the Kool-Aid man and whoop everybody ass.
Now y'all playing with me.
They only do scissor moves on Twister. Hey, like, how do you feel?
Yep. Don't worry about it. I got a trick for both of y'all.
Shots fired.
Nah, for real, Armory. How would you feel? You know, your man. Mm-hmm. You don't play dominoes.
I do play dominoes. Don't
relax. This is a part of the show. You don't play dominoes.
Okay,
what are you doing? Damn.
My bad.
All right. You don't play bidwiz. All right. he needs her as the partner. Your partner. They together. They do this all the time. Why can't they continue to play that game together weekly without you in a cold, dark room?
At the end of the day, the loyalty plays a big part, and you shouldn't even feel comfortable being in the same environment. Like, obviously, if they're my ex for a reason. So something went either wrong, but you know what? Not all cases end with on bad terms, but at the end of the day, we still have like a loyalty to hold together. Like, I mean, I'm not for it, because women are, you know, you just,
but they're not her ex. They're your ex. They're not hers. So, I mean, why does she have to be loyal to you in that? Like,
they're my ex.
Yeah. They're your ex. They're not hers,
but that's my friend.
Yeah, I think sometimes we put a lot on those friendships, because chances are you're going to get back with them anyway.
That's not always the case, though. That's not always the case, though. And at the end of the... Nope.
That's not an answer. We need more. Down. What's that mean?
You cannot feel... If you feel that comfortable hanging out with my ex, like, okay... I was even thinking to myself, like, I was gonna give it a little bit of insight if it was like a brother sisterly type of thing, but that honestly, people be saying that as caveats, and they be doing other stuff on the side, so I'm not going for it, period.
What other stuff do they be doing on the side?
People be claiming like, oh, that's my brother, and they be, thank you,
penetrating is strong. Like that, I think whoever said that in the back.
She said hunching.
Oh, I thought she said penetrating. We don't use that type of language on this podcast. We don't do that. Yeah.
You gotta be careful. My mom always taught me, you never let a woman come stay at your house.
Right? Give us more about that. Why not?
Wow.
Because you just never know. Like, I actually had a situation where I was trying to be a nice friend. Somebody had moved from out of the city and they had nowhere to go, and they were not trying to move back across the country. So I allowed her to move in with me and my dude at the time. And I can definitely say that that was the worst mistake that I
tried. So you had a soul food situation. You walk in and he had her on the wall.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he was.
No, it was nothing.
He was cracking for real.
I didn't see anything with my eyes or anything like that, but just that feeling. I just didn't like that. Me being at work, like, I didn't like the fact that every time I would go to work, you coming with me. You coming to work with me. Yes. Yes. No, not him. Oh, are you coming with me?
Why?
Because at the end of the day, I just didn't feel comfortable. Mind you, this was the same guy that I told y'all who was a con artist, who was doing crazy stuff. So I was like, nah.
So maybe it's
people you didn't trust him.
Yeah.
Trust him.
I didn't trust him, but I also didn't trust her, because I will never forget the first time I met her. We went out, and it's like, I didn't know her from a can of paint. We walked into this girl's birthday dinner. We was at the Cheesecake Factory. It was a long time ago. And she was like, oh, and she was a bit younger than me. So there was an age gap, and I was looking at her as like a little sister and stuff, trying to look out for her. And we walked in, and she was like, oh, we look good. Don't you feel like we can steal anybody, man? I said, no.
Let's talk about your judgment. Hold on. A person that you met for the first time was ready to steal men with you as a group. Y'all were about to be SWV is stealing men in the club.
And then you let
this person stay with you with your man when she told you, I like stealing men.
I shut that down when I first said it to her. And then I tried to give her some grace, to be honest with her, because she was young. And I told her about herself that first time. I said, that's just something that you shouldn't say to people. Like, if that's how you really are, like, that's something that you really have to reevaluate. I literally talked to her because I don't want to share too much because it's going to share who it is. But I was in close proximity with her. I was like, that's not something that you do. I was trying to be a big sister to say, look, you don't need to carry yourself like that as a woman. You know, you're about to be going into these environments, and that's just not how it is. And she found herself in a very tough situation. And at the end of the day, I still had a heart, and I was like, you know what? I understand what you're going through. Like, I felt bad. Her mom was calling me and things of that nature. But I was like, you know what? That's why she came to work with me.
All right, Taquasia. We know who you are. All right. Listen, Taquasia, you shouldn't have been trying to sleep with Armory's man. Like, why were you doing that? And how was it? DM the poor horseman and let us know, was he right? Because we want to know if he was or not. All right.
I have a question though, because you had mentioned something that kind of triggered it, but do we put away from just the best friend and all that loyalty that we put on that part of the relationship? Do we put too much pressure on friendships?
Explain more. What do you mean?
So, like, let's a birthday, right? You have a birthday dinner. You invite all of your people, and some people who you were counting on making it can't make it for whatever reason. They don't make it. I've seen people in friendships off of situations like that. So my question is, do we have things that we put on friendships that are almost unnecessary to the friendship?
I think we put unrealistic expectations on people who are just trying to live their lives. And if they don't live their life in the way that you would like them to as a friend, I think we do put too much on people. Because you had mentioned something earlier. You were like, well, she does things differently than me. Well, that's what humans do. We all do different things in different human experience. So I do feel you, like, I've seen friendships end over someone not going to a birthday dinner too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's crazy, because maybe I don't want to go to birthday dinners and I don't know how to tell you. So that's why I always lead with as much honesty as I can. It makes people mad sometimes when I do that, but it's better for you to know how I really feel versus me sugarcoating around things. Because if I don't want to go, I'm going to say I don't want to go. I'm just not going
to
be there.
And you're talking about, like, if your woman asks you to come to a birthday dinner with her and you say you didn't want to go.
No, he's talking about just friendships. I'm talking about friendships, because that's what this situation is you putting something on the friendship that probably doesn't sway one way or the other how good a friend y'all are to each other. That for me, like with the best friend thing, is something that I would look at sideways, but I'm not necessarily ending the friendship over. You feel what I'm saying? I think though, in those situations, I think, like you say, conversations should be had, as opposed to you just, oh, you ain't loyal to me, and then that's it. Or you didn't show up for me on my birthday, that's it. Or you didn't bring a gift to my kid's birthday, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we put a lot of extra things on top of the friendship.
And people use the word loosely.
Yeah, I think we do a lot of fake loyalty. I think a lot of people are fake loyal, because they're only loyal when you're doing good. But the moment that you're not able to do the same things that you could for them, or be available as much as you are, then all of a sudden the loyalty doesn't come and turn the opposite direction. And I see that a lot in several relationships where people would say, hey, you used to do XYZ. Well, my life changed. I can't do that anymore. But then now my loyalty is questioned when it shouldn't be. And that's why you have to be real honest with people and tell them what you want at all times, because the moment you don't, then they're going to start making assumptions in their head.
Yep.
And putting a standard on you that don't even exist.
Yep.
So you were mentioning, like, cause I don't know, do you have any confirmation that anything happened with the young lady and the man that you were with when she came and stayed with you?
I don't have any confirmation, but yeah.
I think a feeling just isn't enough.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of women, you know, not all, but may go off of that feeling sometimes, and it could be wrong. But if we try to defend ourselves, now we're in a situation like, why are you defending the feeling that I had? We just got to go along with it.
I mean, but I ain't gonna lie. 9 times out of 10, a woman's intuition's always
right. That's strong. 90%. 90% is a lot.
Maybe
90%.
Maybe 8 out of 10.
Steph Curry.
80%.
90%, man. I mean,
you think women's intuition is 90% correct? 90%. That's why.
Thank you, ladies.
You know why it's right?
If it was 90% correct,
I'm gonna tell you why it's right. Because y'all have a dream, and then you wake up and you slap your man on side of the head, That has happened to me multiple times.
But hold on, wait.
And I wasn't doing a damn thing.
Okay, I want to speak
no,
to that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Y'all be wrong. And the thing is, when y'all are wrong and assuming, and then we're not, you're going to find something. That's why you 90%. If you're going through somebody's phone, hold on, let me land.
Okay,
land. If you are going through somebody's phone, you know something's in there. In the back of your head, you just know it, whether there's anything in there or not. And you're going to find it. So, you're going to find it. And what I mean by find it is you're going to take the smallest thing that you see and question it. And now you're questioning the entire relationship because you saw a DM that didn't confirm anything.
What's so funny is that you said we had a dream and we found out something. That actually really happened to me, depending on how
it has happened to everybody, but not 90% of the time is my point.
But no, hear me out.
You got lucky.
Hear me out. I literally had a feeling that my guy was cheating on me. My ex was cheating on me. And I was trying to make sure, like, okay, am I tripping or whatever case is? I done confronted him. I done had a conversation with a few other people to see if I'm tripping. And then even I was talking to my best friend. I was like, hey, look, am I tripping? She even told me, I think you overthinking it, whatever. I'm like, uh-uh. But you know, one thing I can say is God work in mysterious ways. And sometimes how he speaks to people is through dreams. And I can tell you, I had a dream. And if you want me to break down the dream,
I
want to
hear this dream.
Okay.
All right. The only dream I know is all men will be created. We black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics.
It's the only dream I acknowledge.
The dream I acknowledge.
Okay. So
him and Hakeem.
In this dream, I remember being, it was very dark. And I remember, listen. So I remember walking down the street and my ex ran up to me at a certain time. He was like, oh my gosh, Rock, I need you to hide me. So I need you to hide. So I need you to hide me. I need you to hide me. The people are after me. So I was like, okay, being the woman that I am, I'm going to cut for my guy. I'm like, okay, cool. And this is the dream I'm talking about. So we end up going into this house. When I go into the house, he vanishes out of the picture. And we walk into this room and I see his partner there. Mind you, the same partner that he lied to me and said, oh, this person was talking to that person. In real life. Okay. Yes. His partner was in a dream and he was just there. And I was like, what's going on? So out of nowhere, if y'all know about dreams, y'all know that sometimes you could be in one room and then in another room in another place at a different time. So it went from there, and then I end up being in like this room where it was like an interrogation room.
Now it's Inception.
Oh my
God. Now dreams Inception. Listen, you done turned this into a Leo DiCaprio movie. What's going on?
So I end up being in this interrogation room, and this woman, mind you, okay, so you, me, and I'm the woman, whatever. She came.
You gotta stay on the mic.
Stay on the mic.
All right. She slapped this picture on the table, and she was like, do you know who this is? Do you know who this is? And I'm in the dream looking like, I don't know who this is, but the crazy thing about it was a picture of my nigga. It was a picture of my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, I don't know who that is. And so I turned to the left and I see a whiteboard of all these different images of, like, you can tell like somebody was trying to put a crime together. Y'all laughing, but I'm serious. And then next thing you know, the same interrogation woman, she had a short bob and she had a hat on. So you can kind of saw that we see that it was a shadow. I end up.
So you had a CSI.
Listen.
Dream about your man cheating.
I'm telling you.
And he was actually cheating.
Yes, I'm telling you.
With that woman?
Let me land. Like, he was saying.
You got it.
So after she did the moment, like, do you know who this is? And I was like, I don't know who that is. Cause mind you, he told me early in the dream he needed me to hide him because somebody was looking for him. So boom, it went from me being in the interrogation room and then I'm in my bed. Literally, I'm in my bed at the time. And the same woman that was the interrogation room, she comes across the room in the bed. She gets on top of me and she starts choking me.
Hold on. I'm so serious. Hold on. I literally gassed out of my sleep.
And when I gassed out of my sleep, I end up looking over to my guy's phone and this girl that I had a feeling was texting him at 3:20 in the morning. 3:20 in the morning. Do you know 5 days after that, she hit me up and she told me everything.
She came to you as a woman.
Barbara, this is Shirley.
As a woman, look, listen.
So 9 times out of 10, your intuition is right,
Lady. I don't believe any of this.
That was one time.
I don't believe any of this. First off, that was an episode of CSI. I remember that episode.
Mixed with
Skeleton Key. Like, all of those were a part of what just happened.
It was the truth.
And what did you do the night before you had this dream? What were you on?
The night before, I was stressing because he didn't come home until like 4 o'clock in the morning. So that's what it was.
We don't believe none of that. Thank you. Women's intuition don't work.
Yes, it does.
You just gave us a whole episode of Game of Thrones right now. What are you talking about?
Look, that was a real dream and it happened. I'm serious.
Okay. Out of that dream.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do to become a better version of yourself? Because clearly you wasn't doing enough to keep your man. So tell us about it. In that character, tell us what you did to become a better version of yourself after your man was cheating with whoever, multiple people that had a crime scene investigation on the board. I've never heard anything like that.
Hey.
But your intuition was right in this case. She came to you as a woman. How she looked, though? How she looked? Be honest. Was she thoroughbred?
First, y'all get on my nerves. Well, I can say...
She was thick.
She She did have a nice body.
She was thick.
I can say that. I'm not about to sit here and lie. She did have a nice body. Could have been a little bit better in the face.
There you go.
It's not hate. It's the truth.
Yeah, she was fine. She was fine. We know she was real fine.
So, y'all come up for men who y'all just look at the body. Y'all don't look at the
face.
First off,
we are deacons. Do not categorize us as men looking at bodies.
Don't put us over there with your little ancient boyfriend.
You ain't never had no intuition dreams about us. So why are you doing that? You know what I'm saying? If you have, it's been us praising him. Don't be doing that right now. All right? It's like, don't do that. So tell us how you made yourself better after you lost this man to that lady. Let us know.
To be honest, I really got in my bag and I got closer to God 100% because I don't care what relationship you in. You never put a man over the relationship that you have with God. Period. Because at the end of the day, God is going to give you clarity on if that person is even for you. And if you feel like you are still clouded in your mind, you need to ask him, God, I can't handle this myself. Please remove whoever needs to be removed out of my life. So I got closer with God and I can definitely say it's been an ongoing journey since then. So, yeah.
Hey, my bad.
Man, I've had to better myself in the last 5 years. Just life teaches you certain things. You just got to make decisions to do something different. Cause if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results and you're not going to progress. But, some things that I had to do to better myself. One was just kind of sit down for a second and address what I want for myself going forward in this next chapter of my life and not going into relationships the same way that I came out of my last one. Does that make sense? So, I really just tapped into doing things that made me feel good instead of people pleasing all the time. That's one thing that I had to change about myself because I like for everybody around me to be okay with me. And I had to basically just say, fuck that. I'm okay with me. I like how I am. So I'm just going to do the things that I like to do.
Now, I respect that. Yep. And you know, I'm middle-aged. Like, I'm a middle-aged man.
I'm
going through those, like, middle-age crisis. Like, I damn near want a Porsche. So instead of getting a Porsche, I got Porsche glasses. So I'm going through, like, those, like, things where you, like, man, like, questioning your mortality in, like, real time. Like, I'll wake up some days and my back just don't work. Mm. Like, at all. Like, I'll be like, hey, man, I can barely move.
Is the McDonald's?
Nah, chill out. Okay. McDonald's has served me well. Put the camera on me. 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun has done me well. Like all my life, that has been a part of me and it will not be a part of me. Y'all remember the commercial where they sung R&B on McDonald's? We're going to punch this in because this is important. And it is a part of me being better because I have been eating better. All right. Y'all may not have noticed, but if you've been watching the pod since January to now, I've lost like 40 pounds, like just, but not on purpose. It's stress, not on purpose at all. Like it's stress. Like it's stressful in here. It really is. Like there's a lot going on. So what I'm trying to do to be better with myself is actually take some time for me.
That's good.
The first time that I haven't left here for a work trip was just this week. And when I came back, I almost got in a fight with the two people who are here the most time. So that lets me know that I got to do better with how things are here. Because when I came back, things were in shambles. Like, and it wasn't because they were doing anything wrong. It's just because we didn't communicate. We weren't doing what we were supposed to do. And I know I take accountability for a lot of that. So it's me working on making sure that the people that I work with or that I care about understand both that I care about them and that we can work in a process that is more functional. So that's what I'm gonna be doing probably over the next shit, like 60 days. Cause I gotta get it done before September.
We love that.
Thank you. So on camera, I'm gonna do this in real time. Armory and I got in our first like official fight. Laverne and Shirley actually.
Oh, they jumped. Both of them.
They jumped me. They did jump me. They won't say that they did, but they did. They jumped me. But in that, we learned a lot about just how to communicate and make sure that if we want things to go the way they should, like both parties have to communicate with each other. Mm. So, in real time, I'm gonna say, I'm sorry to you for how I came at you. And I'll say, I'm sorry to, Shirley, how I came at her as well. Cause, you know, we had a moment among, in this environment, we usually don't have those as much. Mm. And just being vulnerable on the pod, cause people don't know what happens in the background. Like there'll be a lot of stuff that happens before we get on this camera where I would have not done the pod today. I just be like, well, fuck it. I don't have to do this.
Well,
like, but that's how I am. Like, that's how I'm built.
I appreciate, and I'll speak for Shirley as well. We appreciate.
Yeah, no, speak for you.
Don't speak for Shirley for too. Me.
Well, I accept your apology and thank you so much. And I apologize if I did anything or I was a bit rattled more than usual. Cause if you saw me the night before, then you would know that I was just tripping. I was told that I need to work on myself and I'm in this transformation phase where I'm reading emotional intelligence and I have to be mindful of how I respond. And even though I'm thinking about certain things online, I don't always have to vocalize them. So I could do better with how I respond. And I was told that I don't need to throw tables or chairs anymore.
And let's say this in real time also. Silk is supposed to work here as well, y'all. He missed all of this because he never shows up to work. The only day that Silk shows up here is on Sundays. And then he says he wants to be talent. And then he don't want to read the topics. He don't want to run. Explain yourself in your camera right now. Apologize to the audience for not being here when we was fighting. Maybe we wouldn't have been fighting if you was here.
I am a peacemaker. So it might have went differently
had
I been here.
You know, it's hard to fight with a brother with green eyes. It really is. Because you're going to be thinking, I'll be sure and shit like that. So you probably should have been here. You probably should have been here.
Well, it don't work.
That's only when your family's here.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, if your family is here, we're all boxing. Like, that's a fact. We gonna fight for real. But look, so I want to close with this and I'll go around. I would encourage all of y'all, especially as you get older. Life happens fast. It's 2026. Like it literally is. We about to be in the fall. Yeah. Like kids is going back to school. And what I would say is you think you have plans, but you don't have time to fulfill those plans. So whatever you want right now, get it done. Mm-hmm. Like that, there is no time. Like, I woke up one day and I was like, damn, it's next year. Like it really is. So if you haven't done the stuff that you wanted to do since January to now, you need to start planning for 2026, like right now.
Yep.
And, just know that you don't have the time you think you do. And I'll say that. And I won't give too many details, but I was at a funeral for a young man in my family, tragedy. And it just let me know that you can't play with this time thing. Like you think you got plans, you think you have things that you want to accomplish, but your next day isn't given. So get to it as much as you can. And I encourage anyone to do that.
One thing that I do want to improve on as far as making myself a better person is being more consistent in the things that I am doing, especially with the DJing thing, just putting out more content and just working on curating more events and things like that. So that right there, that conversation we had earlier talking about that put a lot in perspective for me. So, yep. Just be more consistent.
And this is advice for people.
What you on?
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I want to speak to my women real quick.
Oh, shit. What this advice is gonna be atrocious.
I love my women. I really, really, really do. I love my women. Beautiful women. People who are inside and out. Okay. I just have to say that just because you are beautiful does not mean you have to be rude and ugly to other people. That can change the way that somebody looks at you. If you are not right on the inside, and if you feel like you can walk in here, have a attitude and think that you just high and mighty or whatever the case is, I don't know if I want to say high and mighty, but you have to understand like that speaks volumes about you and your character. So at the end of the day, always handle yourself with class, handle yourself with grace, and just stay in your position as a woman and hold that power. That's all I have to say.
And if you come to the Hive, flush the toilet. That's been episode 358. We out.